نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Al-Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. I'd like to welcome all of you for continuation our classes concerning tafsir. And today, inshallah, we have a new chapter, chapter number 88, which is Surat Al-Ghashiyah. Surat Al-Ghashiyah, the overwhelming. As usual, we recite the surah first, and after this we give a small introduction. We go after this about word by word explanation. After this we give a general translation to the surah, and after this we go about some details, what you may call it, tafsir. So I hope, inshallah, that you have your Quran ready. Surah Al-Ghashiyah, Surah number 88. You also got your notebook and your pencil to take a note. And if you have a tape recorder, you may record it. Otherwise, we're going to have it on the site, inshallah, very shortly after I finish. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة، عاملة ناصبة، تصلى نارا حامية، تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. Again, this is Surah Al-Ghashiyah, Surah number 88. The overwhelming. This surah is a Meccan surah, i.e. revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam before his migration to Al-Madinah. This surah consists of 26 verses. And the surah, it deals with two subjects mostly. One is a subject of the aqidah, the belief concerning the day of judgment. And what's going to be happening in that day and the people of hellfire and the people of Jannah. The second issue that this surah is dealing with is the issue also of aqidah and belief concerning the Creator Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his ability of creating different things and using this as a means of getting to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the beginning of the surah, هل أتاك حديث الغاشية verse number 2 وجوه يومئذ خاشعة number 3 عاملة ناصبة verse number 4 تصلى نارا حامية هل means did is a question word هل has did أتاك أتاك means came to you أتى is a verb in the past tense and the kaf here is a pronoun referring to you. I is the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. حديث speech narration news saying. الغاشية the thing which cover everything or overwhelming. وجوه يومئذ خاشعة. وجوه is a plural of وجه which means a face. وجوه faces. يومئذ that day which referring to the day of judgment. خاشعة humiliated disgraced. Verse number 3 عاملة ناصبة. عاملة laboring. ناصبة weary. Verse number 4 تصلى نارا حامية. تصلى they will be burned. نار fire. حامية very hot. Verse number 5 تسقى من عين آنية. تسقى is a verb which mean will be given to drink. من from عين is spring. آنية boiling. Verse number 6 ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع. ليس no or will be not. لهم for them طعام food إلا except. من from ضريع special thorny plant. Verse number 7 لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع. لا no or neither. يسمن to nourish و and لا no or nor. يغني help or avail من from or against. جوع starvation or hunger. Right, we're going to stop here. General meaning. Has there come to you the narration of the overwhelming? Some faces that day will be humiliated, laboring weary, they will enter in the hot blazing fire. They will be given to drink from a boiling spring. No food will be there for them but poisoned thorny plant, which will neither nourish nor avail against hunger. Okay, now we go to the tafsir. This is a question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as each one of us, and start with, did the news, the information, the news about Al-Ghashiyah, and this is a way of asking a question and getting the listener to be more excited. Instead of giving a statement, now you're making a question. Al-Ghashiyah is one of the names of the Day of Judgment of such event, and call Al-Ghashiyah because it will cover and take over all the creation with its hardship and difficulty and all this fearful things that will happen. It will reach to everyone, every existing thing. So this is the reason you call it the overwhelming, and you call it Al-Ghashiyah because it will cover every creature and creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this name itself shows you the seriousness of such event, because it will cover and everybody will be overwhelmed by this event, what's happening there, and the presence of Almighty Allah, the angels, and the presence of hellfire, paradise, the gathering of all the people, everybody sweating, naked, barefooted. So it's overwhelming. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now is giving us the information and some of the events of the Day of Judgment, and what's going to happen to people there. And Allah say faces, not all the faces, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dividing them here to two categories. And basically the talk about the face is very important, because the expression of the face, it can tell you a lot about what is the person going through. You may did not see the fear of the person, the inside. You did not feel the jumping of his heart, but you can look to the person face and you can tell. So some of these faces will be so humiliated in that day because the punishment and the disgrace that's happening to them. And those people who had rejected Al-Islam, those people who had denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regardless whatever belief they believe in it, those people be humiliated in that day, because they know that whatever they see from punishment is for them, because this, now they got to recognize and to know that everything is true and real. These faces that will be humiliated in the Day of Judgment, they used to work, they used to worship, they used to do a lot of things, but with no reward. Why? Because it's not according what Allah had chose for them, not according the direction that Allah had instructed them. They worshiping, but not according al-Islam. They bowing down, but not according the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this shows us the necessity of doing everything according the Book of Allah and the authentic Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not the matter of only doing and this it, but you need to do, and the work that you're doing, it has to be righteous. It has to be sincerely for the pleasure of Allah. It has to be according to the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us that whosoever accept any other way to Allah different from al-Islam is not accepted from him, and in the hereafter he be among the losers. How many people are in temples? How many people are in the churches? How many people are in synagogue? How many people here and there worshiping? But doesn't matter if your worship is not according what Allah had chosen and instructed you. Forget about it. Yes, they're worshiping. Yes, they're gathering. They do a lot of things with all this effort, but since it's not according Quran, not according the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nothing for them. So some faces in that day will be humiliated and in hellfire, laboring weary. And this not only, they will enter in the hot blazing fire. And he said, تسقى من عين آنية. So here it's telling you that there is drink, but this food and this drink is not what they expecting. It's not that can help them in any means or any way. And when they drink, they are drinking from a spring, from عين, but is a hot water. It doesn't help their thirsty. It is a means to melt their stomach and their instinct from inside. And their food, yes, there is a food for them, but it's from the ria. And the ria is a special plant that known to the Arab people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given them and telling them. And as we understand that whatever is the hereafter, it has no similarity from what we see in this life except the names. So the food that they're going to be given, they will be given to drink from hot boiling spring, and their food will be for them nothing but a thorny plant. So we'll cut their stomach from the inside. It's not going to be helping them. It will be better if they don't eat, but they're going to have to eat. And the purpose of the food is to increase the punishment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his protection. So the drink is not helping, neither the food. And will be better if they did not drink or eat. And Allah is saying in verse number 7, لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع. This kind of food and this kind of drink is not going to stop their starvation or their thirsty. It's going to be a means of punishment to increase their punishment. So from outside is the blazing fire, and from the inside will be the hot boiling water and the thorny food that cut their stomachs. But in the meantime, while those people who had deviated or rejected Islam living in this condition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us about other faces. Again, why we're talking about faces? Because you can see from the first look, the expression, which you can tell you if the person happy or sad, if the person living good or living in hardship and difficulty. So in verse number 8, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية. وجوه, وجوه again a plural of the word وجه, which mean face. So wujuhun means faces. Yawma idhin, that day. Na'ima, joyful, happy, pleasant. لسعيها mean for their endeavor. لي is for. سعيها their achievement. راضية happy and glad. Read. في جنة عالية. في in. جنة garden, عالية high, لا تسمع فيها لاغية, لا no neither, تسمع to hear, فيها in it or therein, لاغية false talk, vain talk, bad talk, verse number 12, فيها عين جارية. فيها, في means in, ها pronoun referring to garden, paradise. So فيها therein, عين spring, جارية running, flowing, verse number 13, فيها سرر مرفوعة, فيها therein, سرر is the plural and the single word is سرير. سرير means bed, سرر bed, مرفوعة raised high. Verse 14, وأكواب موضوعة و in أكواب cups, موضوعة sit at hand. Verse 15, ونمارق مصفوفة, نمارق plural, And the single is Namrak, which cushions. Masfufa, sits in rows. Wazarabi rich carpets. Mabsusa, spread out. General translation, other faces that day will be joyful, glad with their endeavors in a lofty paradise, where they shall neither hear harmful speech nor falsehood. Therein will be a running spring, therein will be thrones raised high, and cups set at hand, and cushions set in rows, and rich carpet spread out. So the same way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about those deviants and this kuffar, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also telling us about the believers, those who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey His messengers and follow the direction that came to them from their Lord. And this is the other types that is going to be in the day of the judgment. Who said, وجوه يوم إذ ناعمة, in that day, which day? The day of the judgment. You will see faces happy, cheerful. Seeing the reward that Allah had prepared for them, getting the news that they're going to be the people of paradise. Now this will put this pressure in their faces, and now you can see them and you can tell by looking at them that they are happy, joyful. لسعيها راضية, they are pleased, happy with whatever they had did in this life, because they can see the result, they see the reward. So you're going to appreciate this moment when you stood up for Salah. You'll be happy with this day that you fast. You'll be happy with the sadaqah that you give it for the pleasure of Allah. You will remember your deed that you did, your good deed, that you did it for the pleasure of Allah, and that you made sure that according the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now you be happy in the day of judgment for what you had achieved in this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them with a jannah, and this jannah is high and big and large and beyond even the imagination that a human being can imagine, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told us that in it ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر, that there in Jannah what no eye had seen before, no ear had heard before, and no human being can imagine. They're going to be in a high Jannah. And after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went in detail to give us some explanation and some details about this Jannah. And the first thing is what? لا تسمع فيها لاغية. All what you hear there is good. So it's no disturbance for the mind, no disturbance for the soul, because you can have everything good, comfortable, because some disturbance you hear and cause you to be in deep thinking, now you are not enjoying what you got. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us that you don't hear any foolish talk there, no backbiting, no slander, no gossip, no cursing, no eating each other flesh on the internet. All what you hear is good, it's peace, glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wise talk. And what else is there? You say Aynun Jariya. Many springs. You found some running, fresh, gushing, with different colors, different taste, different types. Milk, water, honey, wine, name it. And in the same time, he found the cups and the glasses sitting between your two hands. You don't even have to get up to wash one or to bring one. It's sitting ready for you. What you want is ready for you. Whatever you desire, whatever you want is ready for you. Some of it in gold, silver, things that you never can imagine. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went also to explain about the cushions. So you're going to recline, relaxing. Under your feet, the carpets, behind your back, the cushions. And subhanallah, can you imagine this? If you want to lean to the side, if you want to lean to your back, your feet touching all this beautiful carpet and glasses sitting ready for you there, no disturbance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the dwelling of Jannah so we enjoy this pleasure, inshallah, ameen. After this, the surah is taking a different approach. And this is what we, inshallah, would like to talk about. Which talks about things related to aqidah again. Belief in Allah. And how that everything surrounded us It tells us about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We may stop here inshallah for today and continue next week if Allah bless us and extend our life. And before inshallah we close, we allow you some time in case that you have any question concerning this part of the surah inshallah. May Allah reward you for listening. We thank you for this opportunity. And if you have any question related to the surah, please go ahead and type it now. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة. Any question inshallah? Okay, a servant of Allah, when it said that no eye had seen before and no ear had heard before, what about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to paradise with the angel Jibreel as in and the Buraq and all the things? Okay, this is true that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had experienced and see and paradise and the things in paradise, and this is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or when the Prophet is saying, he's talking, telling us. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us this, so he is the speaker. Okay, so he's talking to us. Yes, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had experience and see and view and touch some of these things of paradise, and he informed us about it. But me and you, not yet. Inshallah, soon. Inshallah. Any question?